Why do people cheat in relationships? When you meet somebody, at first you're very excited, but discovering that the person that you're in a relationship with have cheated on you can be extremely devastating. You might feel hurt, angry, or sad some days, and even physically become sick. But above all, you might be wondering, why did they do this to me? And I gave them all of me. There's a study that was done in 2017, and it said that 495 people who had cheated in romantic relationships, they decided to cheat just because. There was 259 women, 213 men, and 23 people who didn't really want to state their gender, but they said that they had cheated for various reasons of what had been done to them. So it's like they were seeking revenge. One of the reasons why people cheat is for anger or revenge. People discover that they were hurt in the past and they decide to take it out on other people. In other words, they hurt me, so now I'll hurt them. This is often the drive that makes relationships up. Now, there's a demon called frigidity. Frigidity and frustration. Frigidity demons, their assignment is to break up relationships. They don't care how long it will take them to do it, at what length, but they will do it. Anger-motivated infidelity can happen for reasons other than revenge. The reasons can be they're angry at someone that they're in a relationship with. They're angry with their partner, physically or emotionally, something that was done to them the day before or in the past. They'll cheat on you because of an argument. They were frustrated with you in an argument. Another reason why people cheat in relationships is because they fall out of love with you. The exhilarating feeling of falling in love with someone generally doesn't last forever, depending on the person's goals. Whenever you enter into a relationship, everybody has different goals. One person might just say, you know what, this is casual for me. The other person may say, you know what, I'm looking for my spouse. When you first fall in love with someone, you might express a lot of passion, a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of butterflies that go into the relationship. But the intensity of these feelings can fade over time if you are not on the same growth path as far as your relationship goes. Keep in mind that falling out of love doesn't have to mean that you don't love each other. That person may love you in a different aspect. For example, I can remember being in a relationship with a guy and I looked at him as a really good friend. He looked at me as wife material. At that time, I was not ready to be a wife because honestly, I enjoyed playing the field. So I fell out of love with that relationship. He loved me wholeheartedly with his heart, but I loved him as a friend more so with my mind. Can you relate? It can be hard in a relationship when a person decides that they're going to operate in sexual passion. There's a demon called lewdness, L-E-W-D-N-E-S-S. This demon strives to operate in self-indulgence. They abandon people in relationships. So if you've been wondering, why did this person fall out of love with me? One of the spirits, now there's many, but one of them is called lewdness. This make this person abandon you. They also look at pornography, okay? Another reason why people cheat is because of situational factors and opportunities. Simply having an opportunity to cheat can make infidelity more likely. This doesn't mean that everyone who has the opportunity to cheat will do so. Other factors, but not always, add to the motivation of the person cheating. Consider this. If you're frustrated with the recent distance in your relationship and dealing with feelings of low self-esteem around your appearance, one day a coworker that you've become friendly with catches on that you're saying that you're lonely, and all of a sudden they say, you know what? I'm really attracted to you. Let's get together sometime. And you might say, you know what? That sounds good. When do you want to get together? And they say, you know what? Are you doing anything for dinner? And you say, as a matter of fact, I'm free. So you meet up, your favorite restaurant, they decide to take you to, you love seafood. They take you out to eat. And all of a sudden, this becomes a situational factor in an opportunity because the person that you are dating, they've been on a work trip for about 14 days. And it's looking like they might not come back for a whole month. They've not really been calling you or texting you as normal. So you decide to take on the situational factor and opportunity at your job. This is why people cheat. Another scenario could be if you've had a lot to drink and you decide that you're going to sleep with a person after you've had a night out. You might want physical comfort after a stressful event at work or at home. If you live or you work in an environment where there's a lot of physical touch and emotional connection, this can cause a person to cheat, okay? Attraction, it is a big deal. Remember that we have Jezebel spirits that come to deceive people and to make you feel like you are so attractive, which I'm not saying that you're not, but the Jezebel spirit takes it to an extra level to where you're being blindsided by the deception and the lies. People can be attracted to many different types of people. That does not necessarily stop just because you're in a relationship. I remember having a hard time with that. I remember being in a relationship with a guy, and he told me that I was not going to be the only person that he had a conversation with. There would be other people because he was attracted to different types of conversation. But in the beginning of our relationship, he said that I had the best conversation. I was so mature and that he had never met anybody like me. How many of y'all can relate? Those were lies. Another reason why people cheat is because they want a boost in their self-esteem. This can now bring in a demon called intellectual demons, okay? And so when a person needs a boost in their self-esteem, they will have sex with a new person to make them feel positive. If their self-esteem is low, they'll have sex with a new person to feel empowered, to feel confident, to feel more attractive or successful. Those type of feelings, when they're having sex with the other individual outside of you, can make their self-esteem go up 1,000 times. Many people who cheat because of self-esteem, they have a lot of issues with loving you. And so they cheat because their self-esteem is low and they really don't have the capacity to love you wholeheartedly. They can't. Because their self-esteem is too low. They don't even love themselves. And so you want to be careful when you're out here seeking your spouse, your future spouse, or if you are currently in a relationship, you definitely want to be in prayer. You want to ask God, is this the person for me? If they have caused you a lot of hurt mentally, physically, emotionally, you want to ask God. Maybe you have not seen the red flag of low self-esteem. You want to start taking notes of the different activities that you see. You might think that a person does not have low self-esteem because they always seem cheerful. Just be more mindful. Receiving admiration and approval from someone is new for them if they have low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is also a demonic spirit that comes from the devil because the Lord wants you to be excited. He wants you to carry the spirit of joy. And so it seems more genuine to someone with low self-esteem to be attracted to a person that is open to let them do whatever. There's no boundaries for them. And so the person that has low self-esteem, they do not have relationship obligations. Their obligation to you is to lie and exaggerate. So you have to remember that. Many people who cheat love the person from a distance that they are in a relationship with. Remember that they love different from you. This is why it's important that you get out of the relationship if you have given your all before it gets too far and too much damage has been done and it's become toxic. If you've been cheated on, you may still be reeling from the discovery, meaning that, you know, you might be just trying to get your mind together. You can't get your heart together until you get your mind together. You might want to do whatever it takes to repair your relationship, or you might not be interested in staying in the relationship, which is what I do advise. If you aren't sure how to handle the situation when a person cheats on you, you might try, you know, having a decent conversation without yelling, screaming, and cussing the person out. Now, this might be very difficult to do because when you go head on with your questions of why, when, you may be angry. And when you do that, the person who cheated on you may shut down. So let me give you some sound advice. First, you want to try and calm down. This may take you a few days. You may want to go in prayer and ask God to give you the patience, to give you the words to say. If you have a good friend that you can call who will not spread your business around, I would talk with them. You might want to tell the person that you're in a relationship with that you no longer want to continue. Be careful. If this has been a toxic relationship, you want to make sure that the person is not going to hit you or, you know, take extreme measures to cause harm to you or your family. Another reason why people cheat is for sexual desire. This definitely is the Jezebel and the Ahab spirit and the pornography demon. A person that cheats that has a sexual desire, they feel like their needs sexually are being unmet. And so infidelity is always their course of action. They don't really care how you feel. Even people who have sexually fulfilling relationships might still want to have more sex with other people. Now, I've had this happen to me in my marriage. I can remember finding photographs in my husband's cell phone of other women's body parts, which was really hurtful. That's considered cheating when you're married. When you're dating a person, you would hope that they wouldn't do that to you, and it's still considered cheating because you have trusted them to only be involved with you. But once again, if I go back to what God is saying, we're really not supposed to be in fornicating relationships because this is what happens, because there's no real commitment. And the sexual desire is there, but the person won't commit to you. You may want to commit to them in marriage, but they don't want to commit to you. And so because of that non-commitment, Jezebel and Ahab spirits take place. You might say, well, the person cheated with me with going to have dinner with another person. Okay. Or they decided to go on vacation with another person and not you. Or they decided to have a phone conversation. There are many husbands that decide that they want to have phone conversations with other women outside of their wives. That is considered cheating. Another activity that takes place is that the person may want a variety. This is a promiscuity demon that operates. And if you don't understand the spiritual side of what's going on, then you will not know fully how to pray, how to get healed, how to get delivered from this. And so that is why I talk about the names of the different spirits, the names of the demons that are doing this. If a person wants a variety, the promiscuity demon, he will go to whatever lengths he will have an affair on you with somebody over the phone or on the internet that lives way in Hawaii. You could live in Washington, D.C., and this person that he's interested in or she's interested in could live in, you know, India, Hawaii, Germany. And so wanting a variety leads to having a toxic relationship. So you want to be careful of that. It is also possible that the person that wants a variety, they just really want to have a casual relationship. And they're doing this to find a way out of the current relationship that they're in with you. And so you want to be extremely careful. If you're in a relationship that's toxic and the person is always cheating on you, they don't want to commit to you, I want to encourage you to seek God for his wisdom, his knowledge and understanding, because once again, God does not want us to fornicate. If you say, well, I'm not having sex with the person, but you found out that this person has decided to have sex outside of you, they're really showing you who they are. If you are married and the person is cheating on you or has been cheating on you for a number of years, or you just recently found out, I want to encourage you to go to the throne of grace. Everybody who has had someone cheat on them, you need to take your prayer to the throne of grace. Somebody might say, well, how do I do that? You just simply get on your knees and you bow down before the Lord and you say, Lord, help me. Start with that. You want to read some scriptures in the Bible. This will help you. If you look at the end of this masterclass, you will see some strategies that you can take.